from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
We were at the bachelor party last Thursday night when the Hall of Fame game kicked off. And myself, the little brother, and a couple of the bros that were there watched that kickoff. I put it on my phone because I got there after kickoff. So by the time that I got there, I was like, all right, let me kind of catch up on this game a little bit. Let me go back. Let me watch the opening kick with the new rules. And I watched it. You know it's coming. You know what it looks like, right? I've watched enough USFL, USL, UFL, XFL, whatever other FLs we want to talk about that have used this kickoff model. I knew what it looked like, yet to watch it between two teams with NFL logos on, Sean McVay said it best when he said, quote, "It's weird," end quote. I don't think there's a better way to describe it. It is weird. It is going to take some getting used to. Will we get used to it? Yes, we will. Just like we've gotten used to every other change that's come through the game in forever and always. I'm sure when they instituted the forward pass, a couple of y'all's great, great grandpappies were like, "This is weird and I don't like it." But it's the game. The game changes. The game evolves. We'll get used to it. It is weird, though.
I know it's weird, but I thought I would hate it, and I don't. Maybe I will grow to hate it. But right now, I understand why it's been instituted, and I think it's creative. When you think there's no way that they can change a part of the game and not completely take away from the game, I think this might add something.
So one of the things, when we talked about preseason football, we're coming to the water cooler cheat sheet here in just a minute, so hold your horses, all right? One of the things that Lonzo and I talked about last week on the show was, what do you watch for in the preseason game? And we got into this conversation when the Bears announced that Caleb Williams wasn't going to play in last week's Hall of Fame game. And somebody texted the show and said, well, if Caleb Williams isn't playing, what am I watching for? What's the point of watching here? And I went through a lot of the same things I went through earlier this morning. That is to say, I'm watching for different aspects of the game. I'm watching for any tendencies I can pick up amongst potential starters. I'm watching for depth, who are going to be the guys that step in when the guy goes down, etc. And Lonzo brought up, aren't we kind of looking at the new kickoff? And the answer is yes, but I kind of feel like we're going to watch the new kickoff in preseason the way that you spend those first 2 days when you are shopping for a new car. That is to say, you might drive on the lot, you might look around, But you're probably not jumping behind the wheel on day one, right? The first thing you want to do is you want to put together a list of the things that you're looking for. Am I looking for a compact? Am I looking for a sedan? Am I looking for luxury? Am I looking for a midsize SUV, a crossover, a full-size SUV, a pickup truck? I don't know what I'm looking for yet. So first, I gotta get down to my genre of car. And then once I decide, okay, I want a crossover SUV, the next thing that I'm looking at is, all right, do I want 3 rows, 2 rows, bucket seats, bench seat? Now I got to kind of get down to the specifics of the ride. And then once I've kind of got all of that put down in together, once I've kind of dialed in on what I want that car to look like, then I start going on test drives. And hey, I might find out that I wanted a crossover, but I took a test drive and I got off the dealership down the first highway and I went, nah, actually, this sucks. Actually, I hate this. And I'm scrapping it and going back to the driving board. Or I get a mile down the road and I go, this is it. This is how I want to do it. This car drives great. This is everything I've ever wanted. I kind of feel like we're just walking the lot with the new kickoff rules right now. That is to say, we're not dialing into the specifics. We don't have a great plan put together yet. We're kind of working on the fringe to find out what works and what doesn't. What do we like and what don't? And as we get closer and closer to it, we'll start honing in on, I want to do it this way, I want that specific, etc. And that'll be week one. The other thing is, what's the worst thing that every James Bond villain does in every James Bond movie? They get Bond, they get him tied to a chair, and then they go on to a 15-minute monologue about that why they're doing bad guy stuff. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. I'm out here changing the world because the British government for years has been holding down society. Nah, shut up and shoot him. Just shut up and shoot the guy. The movie's over if you shut up and shoot the guy. But instead they monologue for 15 minutes. And what happens in that 15 minutes? Bond figures it out. He puts two and two together. He gets his escape plan and he stops the bad guy. So if you're putting together a kickoff return routine that you expect is going to break Bond, is going to give you some early advantages in the season, I'm not putting that on display in the preseason. I'm going to keep it for the close portion of practice. I'm going to hold it close to the vest. And in 4 weeks, when we kick off week one, then we'll break it out. Then we'll see what it's going to look like on the field of play against an active opponent. Not yet. So watch it to get a feel for it. Watch it to get a vibe of what the foundation to the kickoff return looks like, but don't watch it expecting that you're going to see what it's really going to look like when toe meets leather.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.